one too? Thank you, honey.
Just one second, please.
Yeah, I want Dad to stand up with me and accept this with me. Come on, Dad.
Amen.
Praise God.
You know, he took us to church. And all nine of us in one little big row. And it was not an option. You had to go to church, amen. And Dad, I want to thank you for instilling the word at a young age. There was one thing that Dad did not. You could twist his arm when it came to serving God.
Amen.
Now you could party all night. But early Sunday morning,
you better be in his church.
And still do the same, Dad. You still do
the same thing.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Dad,
I don't go to bed.
You know where you're getting it from.
I don't mind, but I go to Second Thanksgiving.
So every Sunday you're somewhere.
Amen.
Thank you.
So we thank you, Dad, for instilling what you did in me and in our sisters and brothers. So we're all living for the Lord. Amen.
The name, the ministry, the title, the word apostle means a sent one. But it's not a church name. It did not originate in the church. When the term apostle was coined in the early church, it's because they didn't have a religious word for what their leadership was. An apostle in those days was elected by an army of warriors because they knew there was a battle to fight.
My God,
there you are.
And so they would elect someone that they called him an apostolos. And it means from the fleet. You know, and then they would go out, that group of warriors would go out and build a fleet of warships, board the warships, and then invite the apostolos to come and lead them into battle.
Amen. Wow.
And the Lord told me there's dimensions of ordination. Because you've already been sent. And you've been sent to this church. But then there is the dimension of ordination that is being set. So you were sent to this church and you have been set in the city.
Thank you, Lord.
At Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And now today, you're being placed in the state of Mississippi. Because I've said it from the first time I prophesied to you, your calling and your anointing is a regional anointing. I'm making you a voice. I'm making you a mother. A spiritual father to the state of Mississippi. To the deep south and to this nation. And today, just like you were sent when you didn't have a building and you didn't have one person to come to your church, God sent you. And the dimension that He's taking you to may not see any manifestation of it right now. And the Lord told me to remind you that I don't lay my hands on someone lightly or unadvisedly because something happened. And I'm expecting an impartation and a recognition. Joy, to recognize your gift. To recognize your call. To recognize your mantle. And just as I recognize it, others will recognize it as well. So, Father God, we just place the apostolic government upon these shoulders right now by the authority invested in us by the Lord Jesus Christ. That joy has been sent to this church and sent in this city and placed, Father God, in this nation to be a voice. To be a voice of authority that will not be denied, that cannot be marginalized by the world or ignored by the church.
Thank you, Lord.
We recognize your gifting, Father God. And in this congregation, if it takes building ships, we're going to build the ships. If it takes being a warrior, we're going to war with you. Because there's a battle to be won. And you're the leader. The apostles, many have taken that title upon themselves, joy. But this is, thus saith the Lord. Apostle John Chamberlain. So I give you this certificate, having proven a gift and calling to the office, not just to be apostolic, but to the office of an apostle for the gospel of Jesus Christ, having met the standards you don't have anything to prove. Prescribed by the executive board of New Hope, New Life Church on this 5th day of April, 2015. By the prayers of the officers, you are now set apart and you are now ordained to the gospel as a sent, set, and blessed apostle of God.
Thank you.